Morning.
What are you morning?
I'm here.
What are you drinking this morning?
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking Earl Grey tea flavored vanilla with vanilla oat milk.
Ooh.
That's my jam today.
That sounds really nice. I'm drinking coffee with almond milk. Nice. Made in my little espresso latte cappuccino maker. My little,
right.
Yeah.
Do you have like a fancy one or?
Kind of. It's kind of fancy.
Yeah.
It's like mid-range fancy.
I feel you on that. It's like, I want one to do good things, but I don't want to, you know, buy the one from the coffee shop. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I coveted a Nespresso machine for a long time.
Yeah.
And I really wanted one. And I looked at them and I'd watch them. And I was like, I can't justify paying whatever the prices were at the time for a coffee maker. Like, I just can't. But I had friends who had them and I loved the coffee and I just watched. And finally one day they went 60% off at Canadian Tire. And I snagged one.
Nice. I feel like it's a worthy investment. When you think about how much we're willing to spend on like Starbucks or, you know, and that was a big thing for me when I lived in town. They built a Starbucks the last year that I was in town. And it was right by my place. I mean, the amount I was spending on Starbucks was dangerous, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so when we moved out to the country, I was like, I can justify this. This is my housewarming gift to myself, is this mid-range latte machine.
Yeah. And I find I don't go and buy coffee very often, like unless I'm meeting someone out somewhere. And with the Nespresso, I only have one a day. So it's really super affordable. And because when you buy the Nespresso pods, like I buy them online at like Christmas when they put them on sale, I only buy coffee once a year and it seems to last fine. So it's not so bad.
Yeah. And does Nespresso do teas as well? Like, did you make your Earl Grey? No,
this is just a good old fashioned tea bag from the old days. So good. Well, as you start to connect in with us this morning, friends, please say hello in the comments. Cheryl, I saw that you're here. Welcome back. Thank you. We took a little break, Annie, on Coffee Club, and I decided that I lived with no clock, no times, no anything for the last 2 weeks, and it was beautiful. So it was really hard to get up today. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that with kids going back to school and all of the things. And I was like, oh my gosh, right. But I hadn't seen a sunrise in a really long time. So that was nice to see today.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we were on definite downtime over the holidays as well. And now I'm actually looking forward to being back into a routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, but I'm not sure. But I love mornings like this where the sunrise has those golden, beautiful yellows. And then the other side, like, because I'm located in High River, the other side is the mountains and it's like pink and purple from the reflection. And the moon is up today and it was so beautiful. So it's going to be a good day.
I'm jealous of your mountain views.
They are lovely. Angie, good morning. Well, we'll jump right into having our conversation this morning, because I know that with this particular guest, we could probably sit live on here all day just talking about everything and nothing for hours. Even though, friends, I'm so excited to have Annie join us. I've never actually met Annie in person. And today is the first time we've ever spoke to each other live. Because we've always just messaged each other. And this is where I feel like the world of social media, when it sometimes gets a bad rap, this is where good things will happen. Mm-hmm. And Annie and I actually met through Instagram. And we have a love of a lot of the same things and a lot of the same values in life. And we got chatting. And I know that we have a lovely friendship brewing, even though we've never met in person before. So I think it's kind of cool when you get opportunities like this.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hug you.
I know. It'll be so great. And it's just people, when you connect, when you start to follow, I think that's the cool thing. And what I like to also say on a total sidebar note is that when it comes to social media, we get to choose who we follow. So if we're choosing content that aligns with who we are and what we want, you're going to get nothing but great things from that content. And I think we forget that sometimes because it's easy to go in the rabbit hole of the negative things that are happening on these platforms, but we get to choose that and edit that. And so that's where we find the like-minded people. So friends, please welcome Annie to our virtual coffee club this morning. And she is with something called Welcome to the Temple, which we will talk about in a moment. But Annie, I just wanted to start off with allowing some space for you to tell us a little bit about you and what you do and how did I find you on Instagram and all of those fun things.
Wow, that's a big question. Okay, Annie, and I am a mother to an 11-year-old boy and a partner to a beautiful man and an entrepreneur. And I started my entrepreneurial journey almost 8 years ago, I would say. I was in safety prior to that in a career that I despised a lot of the time. You know, nobody's ever happy to see the safety person show up. I really like to be liked. So it was, it was a very stressful career for me to be in. And, you know, at that time I was sort of embarking on this, you know, I say embarking, I feel like I've always been on a bit of a spiritual journey. I've always felt called to, connect with something deeper through my whole life. But at that time I was definitely diving more intentionally into my spiritual path. And I started a business, just sort of a side hustle at the time, making gemstone malas. And I had begun this business because my own journey with meditation had been a struggle. I was always somebody who wanted to meditate. I thought that that was a cool thing. I thought this is something I should do. But every time I tried to start a practice, I would sit, you know, straight backed in the lotus position. This is how I thought you were supposed to meditate. And you are in many cases, but, and I would try to quiet my mind, and that was seemingly impossible, right? It's just the chatter. And I like to be good at things, and I wasn't good at it. And so I would get frustrated and I would fall out of the practice. And when a friend actually introduced me to the mala, it was like fireworks went off. You know, finally I was starting to have some success with my meditations by having this tactile focus with the beads going through your fingers and the focus of the mantra through my head. I was finally able to just sort of like quiet my mind. So I started making these malas, these beautiful gemstone malas, and sharing them with friends, and then eventually was coerced into making enough to do a market with another friend who's a jewelry maker. And it sort of snowballed from there. And, you know, 7 years later, Sagestone Malas was a thriving business and a full-time gig for me. I was able to leave my career in safety about a year after I started the business. Now that brings us 7 years later to this place where, you know, while I was in this business that I love doing, something that I really felt passionate about, I was starting to feel called towards something else. Like I knew something else was brewing, was birthing. And so I made the decision to sell that business and found an incredible woman to take it over. So shout out Sagestone Malas, if anybody's interested. And it was as that transition was happening that Welcome to the Temple, of course, you know, like, I knew it was coming, and then it showed up, and that was born. And Welcome to the Temple was born out of a desire to connect the healers and the teachers that exist in the self-development and spiritual realm with the people who are you know, spiritually curious or who are on this journey of healing. And I think that, you know, as the owner of Sagestone Malas, I did a lot of markets, festivals, a lot of workshops and events where I was encountering so many of those healers and teachers, but then also so many people who were very curious and inspired and wanting to learn more about that world. And and so like it was just sort of this natural progression into facilitating these connections and also wanting to create community for the people who are looking or who are already doing this work. What I found with a lot of the people that I was talking to, because I would do all kinds of markets. I was at the teachers' conventions, the craft shows, the music festivals. And so I wasn't always in a space where it was people already involved in that work. I was often encountering people who were very new to it. And which is coming back to the point of what I recognized was that a lot of these people who were curious about it didn't have the influence or the community or the path to follow with sort of pursuing that journey. And I feel like that's such an integral part of doing this work, is having a community to heal and grow and dive into the insights and gain clarity from. So that was my journey with creating Welcome to the Temple.
Which is awesome. Well, and I think you bring up a really valid point, is when people are curious and wanting to, knowing that there's something more they're seeking and how to connect into different modalities, I guess, for lack of a better term, of how they can harness being able to access their inner strength and being able to help calm the mind and find peace and all of these different things. But like any industry, there's extremes on both ends. And so when you start to dip your toe into, okay, I want to learn more about growing my spirituality, you can be bombarded with a lot of different things. And there's a lot of things online. And some of it, I'm just going to boldly say, is like bullshit or crazy. And some of it is just, and it's finding that path of what you can connect with, but feeling comfortable and confident in finding that path. And I think that that's what really drew me to connecting with what you're doing with Welcome to the Temple, is that you're vetting out people, you know, their backgrounds, you know, where they're coming from, you know, what their messaging is, they've had success in what they're doing, and what they're bringing to the table for people to learn from is safe and inclusive and allowing you that space to be like, yep, that's for me. No, that's not for me. Like, cause it's kind of a scary world when you're not really sure what you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, you gave me chills, and thank you for recognizing that. It's so true. This is, you know, especially with this first program, my intention was really to like lay the foundation of the tools that are, I feel, integral or just like profoundly transformative for people who are, you know, in the early stages of their journey. And there's a little bit of woo-woo in there. Don't get me wrong. There definitely is. But because there is 18 different modules, 18 different topics, 18 different healers and teachers, it's like this smorgasbord of tools that people have the opportunity to tap into and access. And like you said, see what resonates and what you would like to carry forth. And leave behind what doesn't, and maybe return to it later when you're ready to add a new tool to the toolbox. You know, I think that especially at this time of year with, you know, the new year and, you know, people's resolutions and all of this, we can take on too much, you know. Yeah, oh, I'm going to start drinking water and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to meditate for an hour every day and I'm going to do all these things. And like, maybe we do it for like a week, but then it gets to the point where it's like, this is too much.
Too much, you know? Change at once. Or we forget, like it's a new year intention. So you have all year. You don't have to master it by the 9th of January. But I even find being aware of that, you touch on a good point that even like at the 9th of January, I'm like, okay, I have signed up for enough learning for the beginning of this year. Like, I don't know when I'll have time to actually comprehend the learning. So it's being aware of like, I can learn this other thing that I want to learn in March or April or whatever that looks like. But yeah. I think what's cool about the program that you're presenting, which kickstarts tomorrow and we're so excited for, like you said, has 18 different teachers of 18 different things for you to dip your toe in to learn more about. So if you have ever felt, I feel like, who are we speaking to today, Annie? Like if you felt like you just want something more, you want more calm, you want to find peace, you want to learn how to be able to collect thoughts to journal, you want to be able just to understand when you have that gut feeling, what do you do with it after you have it? Like all of these little pieces you can learn from these teachers. And I know when I started my journey last year, there was lots of things. And I had a coach that was helping me like, okay, try this now and try that. And I know I can say like chanting was one of the things. And I was like, nope. I don't like chanting. It freaks me out and it's weird and I don't like the noise. And it did not resonate with me. Will I revisit that in a future date to see where it resonates in my journey? 100%. But I knew that last year chanting was not my jam, but when I fell into meditation, it changed my life and it changed the focus of my life. And now I'm a certified teacher in it. And it's weird how it will open those doors. And not that everybody's stepping into Welcome to the Temple to be a teacher, but man, would I love you to learn something that allows you to focus on being the best version of you. And when I say that is just when we talk about mental health, like how do we manage all of the things that are thrown at us on a daily basis? Well, we need tools.
And that's exactly it. I was in the mountains recently and feeling whenever I go to the mountains, that's why I said I'm so jealous of your view. But I immediately, as soon as I can even see them on the horizon, like I just feel so complete and so centered and grounded and all of these things. And it's, we can't allow our experience of that to be circumstantial, right? And so having these tools it's so important to have tools to rely on when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling frustrated, when you're even just out of sorts, you know, like I recognize how much these tools have impacted not only myself and my own well-being, but my relationships with my partner, with my son, and being able to like respond instead of react in situations, right? Yeah.
Well, and I think that a lot of times when we say, even when we use the word spiritual or spirituality or a journey, all of those things, like immediately there can be a block for some people and then like, oh, that's crazy shit. I'm not into that. But remembering at the end of the day that can open that door if you want it to, or it can just be tools again for managing our everyday lives. And there's going to be different ways it's going to resonate. So I guess we could talk about that all day, but we'll focus on the course basically that starts tomorrow. So it's called Source, A Guide for Tuning In. And we've alluded to the fact that there's 18 teachers, Annie, but so say I go in and I sign up, what happens next?
So the program actually launches tomorrow and you can sign up at any time. There's not a specific date at which, you know, you need to begin. When you sign up,
you know.
yeah. So it drops.
In case you have 10 things you've signed up for. Yeah.
So it drops in people's inboxes tomorrow, those who have already purchased it, and beyond tomorrow, if you sign up, it will drop into your inbox immediately for access. And then you're going to have access to these 18 different lessons. It starts with sort of a setting the stage, prepping to work is what I call it. Talking a little bit about, you know, working within a container of healing and clearing the energy, prepping your energy for this work. There's also a facilitator speaking a little bit about creating sacred spaces. So whatever that might look like for you, it might be, you know, setting up a little altar of crystals and important things that are sacred or special to you. It might look like, you know, creating a nest where you can journal and have your meditation practice. And then it launches into all of these other different tools and topics. From there, you can bounce around. You know, maybe you're interested in meditation, and so you grab into that one and take in that content. And also then with that module, there's going to be a conversation between myself and the expert that I've invited in that I trust with your journey through my own experience with them. And there's going to be a conversation about the topic. What is it about? Why is it beneficial? How can you incorporate it into your own practice, your own life? And then there's also going to be a tool from that expert to help you to integrate it. So that might be a guided journey. That might be some literature that you can go through and journal through. That might be, we've got one sort of mini course of taking you through the process of accessing more creative flow in your life. So 18 different tools in addition to the lessons that exist there. Yeah, and then there's also a Facebook group. So if you're looking for community, for more insight, for clarity on some of the things that have been shared, there's going to be a place there to tap into and connect with others. And not only my intention is not only for it to exist as a Facebook group, but for people to also have the opportunity there to like set up coffee dates, you know, find some like-minded people that you can connect with in your area and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. So when you get access to these lessons, Annie, is there a time limit on when I have to like watch the content by or consume that info?
Absolutely not. You're going to have lifetime access to the program. And this is the piece, you know, coming back to what we were talking about earlier about not taking on everything all at once. You know, you might want to watch all of it. And then decide where to tap into from there. Or you might dive into it and just go, okay, well, I'm interested in breath work and I'm interested in creative flow and I'm interested in shamanism. And so I'm going to watch these ones. And then a month later, you come back to it and you're like, okay, you know, I've kind of incorporated some of this and it feels really good and I'm ready for a new tool. And so I'm going to watch this, you know, episode on meditation and this episode on circling and maybe try to find a local circle or tap into one online or what have you, right? So the program will be there for you for as long as you want it to be there and for as long as you're benefiting from it. And I find it so valuable to return to it because in every stage of our journey, you're going to find pieces in there that hit differently or that resonate differently because you are a different person, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that it gives us endless amounts of time with it. And I think why we, you know, we'll do the insert sales pitch here and that we give the hard sell, even though we're not hard selling it of the launch tomorrow, is because you have an opportunity, friends, as Coffee Club viewers, to get it 50% off with my special affiliate link. So when you get to save 50% on something, that's kind of a big deal when we're kicking off the new year. So you get this really incredible savings that allows you again to still have that content for an endless amount of time. And if we can save you some money, I would love that. So you might be feeling like, oh, that's a really cool idea, but I just don't have capacity right now. And that's okay. You won't even have to open that content till March if you don't want to, but it's the fact that you get to save 50% on that course. And you know what? Even at full price, Annie, the fact that people get lifetime access to 18 teachers, it's still a steal of a deal. Like, it, yeah, honestly, it's a beautiful price. And I know that it feels really like we're being thrown so many things at this time of year, right? Like, it's time for you to change you and do this and do that and throw all these things. And, but this is it might change you. But that's not the goal. The goal is to improve you. The goal is to educate you, to enhance you. Like, you already have the you that you require. Again, it's just equipping you with the tools. And so that's what's so beautiful about this, like, honestly. And I'm so freaking excited.
I, you know, that's something I say is that, you know, I named the business Welcome to the Temple and wanted to give this idea of like coming into a sacred space, but truly like the temple's here, the temple's just right here and you have everything you need in yourself. And so it's just a matter of gleaning the insight, from those who have, you know, done this work in a professional way. And I wanted to add to what you were saying, you know, the value of the program between the lessons and the content that is offered there in the community is actually over $3,000. So I priced it at $222, feeling because I want people to have access to this, because I want it to be accessible and achievable for people. And then with the 50% off discount code, it's only $111. So, I mean, I say it's 50% off what I priced it at, but like actually it's like between $111 and $3,000. I don't know what the math is there, but it's incredible. It's an incredible offering from these experts that I'm so grateful to have been able to piece together for people, because I just know how transformative some of these practices have been for myself and for others in my life. Like to witness the growth of people who have been on this journey with me is so beautiful. Yeah. And yeah.
That's pretty cool. So if you would like the link, it's in the post with this video, but if you would like me to send it directly to you, please send me a DM and I will send you the link to get it 50% off until tomorrow. And then after that, I can still send you the link, and even at 222, like we said, it's a steal of a deal, but just an opportunity for you to dive in to some learning with some really cool people. And I know we've talked about some of them, but some of the different topics in there, I know a really good friend of mine that is one of your instructors is Jen Anderson, and she is so amazing at teaching you manifesting and what that looks like. And I know that we've seen a lot, like there's lots of things online in our Facebook feeds about like manifest the year you want. And most of us are like, what the does that even mean? And so Jen is going to take you through this beautiful piece. And I've never met her, but I did the 90-day joy journal last year and fell in love with this concept. And you have the creator of this journal as one of your teachers. Her name is
Jillian Checker.
Yeah, I'm like it's just something. it's so cool. And so Jillian is in there as well, and you have a beautiful teacher in meditation who, even though that's a modality I teach in, I love still learning from other people. And I actually take meditation classes with other teachers every week to learn more about it. And so it's so cool. And what else is in there?
Oh boy. There's so many things. There's breath work. There's creative flow. There's ecstatic dance. There's a neo shaman in there who is also a doctor talking about well-being. Oh my goodness.
I know, now that we've put ourselves on the spot.
It's so jam-packed full of goodness. And the link that Jody will provide to you will take you to the landing page where it actually will give you information on all the different teachers and their offerings. Yeah. And yeah, no, I'm really excited for Jen being in there too, speaking to manifestation. That's a piece that has been a huge part of my personal journey in the last few years, especially. Is learning how we create our own reality. And so when I came across Jen, I told her, like, she just kept popping up in my feed over and over. And I don't think I was even following her, but like, for whatever reason, her content kept showing up for me. And that always it's a sure sign for me that I'm meant to connect with somebody. And it was so just divinely timed that we connected when we did. And I'm excited to have her as a part of things.
Yeah. And she was on Coffee Club, I think a couple weeks before Christmas. So we're familiar with her in this space also. She's just so amazing. So I'm really looking forward to it. And to be conscious of time, we'll wrap this up, Annie, for people. But again, I hope people, again, when you get that link, when you see it on the socials, go in, check it out. If you don't feel ready, don't feel pressure that you have to get it by tomorrow. It's just for that, you know, fun bonus sale amount, but it's so much beautiful content. Or if you're feeling like I want the savings, but I'm not ready to do it, you can do that too. There's so many options for you. And I encourage you to go and follow Welcome to the Temple on your social media, because especially on Instagram, it's just going to feed you with beautiful, positive, uplifting content that we all need more of in this world. So if nothing else, I want you to follow Annie on Instagram so that you can get access to her beautiful, uplifting content. And if that's all you get from today, that's fine by me too, because it's just about creating a community where we get to be our authentic selves and find support from beautiful souls who encourage that growth of our authenticity. So,
yes, thank you.
Awesome. I had so much fun having coffee with you. I can't wait till we get to do it in person.
Yes.
It's going to be so good. And just really sending you such beautiful good luck to the official launch of this tomorrow. I know that can probably feel a little bit daunting too, that you're like, okay, all the things
here are just gonna work.
And whatever snags happen will be fixed. I can tell you this now. And I think it's just gonna be such a beautiful community that you're creating, Annie. So thank you for sharing with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, have a beautiful day, everybody.
All right. Cheers, friends. Have a great day. We will see you back here on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we have another special guest on Wednesday too. I know I'm on fire. It's the new year, right? You're just like, yeah, I can book guests. But my friend Ryan is going to be coming to join us on Wednesday morning. And he is going to be chatting with us about his brand new song that he just released. He's a country music singer from Canada who's down in Nashville now. And he's released this song called Legacy. Annie, you would love it. And it's this beautiful song about what are you leaving behind? What's that legacy? And what does that look like? Which fits so beautifully into even the learning we'll get from Welcome to the Temple. So we look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday morning at 9. Have a good couple days.